and welcome back to Downing's. The crew's continuing to go through special stage 16 of the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. They've come off Atlantic Drive. They're heading for Fannet Head, and the story of the day so far, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the overnight leaders. They have increased their lead. They have been quickest over the first two stages today. Coming off Atlantic Drive, well, they set a time of 7 minutes, 5.5 seconds. That was the fastest, and it means that they have increased their lead at the top of the leaderboard to 17.7 seconds ahead of Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Hyundai i20 R5. Moffat, not particularly happy with his run, lost over 5 seconds compared with Devine in the Polo, and was perhaps a little bit surprised at just how fast Devine was over the Atlantic Drive. Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty remain in third in the other Hyundai i20. They're 35.4 seconds adrift. 7.07.5, their time over Atlantic Drive. Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in fourth in the Polo. They had a great surge up the leaderboard yesterday. Remember, fastest twice over Knockalla and the last two stages yesterday. Well, 7.06.4, second quickest over Atlantic Drive. And the margin between third and fourth is now down to just 1.7 seconds between Moffat and Edwards. And Edwards, 54.8 seconds now behind the overall leader, Callum Devine, with Noel O'Sullivan navigating. In fifth place, Marian Evans and Jonathan Jackson. By the way, Edwards commenting afterwards that he had enjoyed that run very much over Atlantic Drive. Marian Evans and Jonathan Jackson, the other Welsh crew, well, they remain in fifth, 7.14.2 their time. They're 39.7 seconds adrift of fourth. Then in sixth, we have Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in the Ford Fiesta. They had a little bit of clutch issues earlier on, and they did lose a little bit of time over Atlantic Drive, 17.7.7, and that means they are 10 seconds behind Marian Evans and Jonathan Jackson. Looking at the rest of the top 10, Robert Barrable and Gordon Noble, they remain in seventh. Barrable saying that he was very cautious at the start of the stage, but improved. It went on 7.14.4 is time, and they are just under 9 seconds behind Jennings and Kennedy. So lots of little battles going out there for the places. Ryan Loughran, great day for him with Garrett Dardy yesterday in the Ford Fiesta R5. Solid enough run, 7.16.2 their time. They're in eighth. Jonathan Greer and Niall Burns in ninth in the Citroën C3, 7.23.9 their time. And Jesse Henry, a good run for him with Paddy Robinson, Donegal Navigator on board. They're in 10th in the Citroën C3, 7.15.6 their time. So they closed the gap on Greer and Niall Burns down to 17 seconds. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore continue to lead the two-wheel category in the distinctive Darien T90. They were 7.25.1 over the Atlantic Drive. They're 11th overall, and that means that they are around 1 minute 52 seconds ahead of Kevin Eves and Chris Melly in the battle for Class 14 honours. Melly and Eves in that Toyota twin cam, they are 15th overall. 7.36 was their time, so that means that Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore have increased their lead by a further 11 seconds, 1.52, we reckon, unofficially, the gap between them. Just filling in some of the other spaces, in 13th, Aidan Ray and Martin Brady, 14th is Jason Mitchell and Paddy McCrudden, 31.8, the time for them as we hand back to the studio.